Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Neil, thank you very much. Well, we're going to go live to Ukraine now again. And Tomasz Bendel is Emergency Communications Coordinator with the MSF in the city of Lviv in the west of the country. He joins us now. And thank you very much for taking the time to speak to us this evening, Tomasz. In a moment, we might talk about your operations in Ukraine generally. But I think we should start with Mariupol in the southeast, where the population, as we were hearing there in the news headlines, it remains surrounded and trapped. And I know that you have a team of 17 people inside the city. Can you tell us about what sort of contact you have with them and what are you hearing from them?
Well, the situation in the city is critical. Our staff tell us there is no available drinking water. Explosions are still ravaging the city. Residential areas are reportedly targeted, with medical structures also being under attack. People struggle to find food. Parents with small children are running out of hygienic supplies for their kids. Last time I spoke with our colleagues, which was yesterday, they said that what they see on the ground is the very definition of a humanitarian disaster.
And what can be done to help?
Well, the problem right now is that it's impossible to get any medical and humanitarian supplies in, as well as it's impossible to actually get anyone out. The city is pretty much locked in. There have been promises for humanitarian corridors in the past days, but they always failed. None of the warring parties kind of kept to their word. Right now, what is needed is for the city to open up, to allow the supplies to come in, to make sure that the hospitals are well stocked, that they are equipped, that they have staff to actually meet the needs of the patients who are in the city, and also to allow for the evacuation of the people who desperately need it.
Mm. And of course, your staff, I assume, are facing the same challenges as everyone else in Mariupol, with no access to, in some cases, food or heat or power or drinking water. How are they faring and how concerned are you about them?
We are very concerned. The situation is difficult for them, as it is difficult for everyone else. They are all human. We are trying to be in contact with them at least once a day. It is very difficult because, in addition to what I mentioned, there is also very limited supply of electricity in the city. So they can't even actually charge their phones. I mean, we can get in touch with them via satellite phone. The reception, even in that, is quite difficult to get. So we try to stay in touch at least once a day for a security check. But they do tell us that it is very difficult for them to manage, for them to handle the situation, for them to bear witness about the dire situation the population is in. I mean, this war is really indiscriminate. Children are being wounded, women are being wounded, as well as men. The fighting is everywhere, and it's difficult for them to cope.
In the last hour, Russia's defense ministry has said that the bombing of the children's hospital in Mariupol was a staged provocation and that the building hadn't been used as a hospital for weeks. Now, of course, those claims are very widely disputed. But I wonder, did any of your staff in Mariupol witness what happened or did they have any information about it?
They didn't. Staff is in Mariupol, but none of them actually witnessed this particular attack. So it is impossible for us to comment because no verifying any of these reports.
All right. Can we talk a little bit then about elsewhere in the country? And we know that there are a number of cities under attack and in some cases under siege from the Russian invasion. Where are the areas that are of main concern for MSF?
Well, right now, as far as we can tell, I mean, we don't have teams everywhere by any stretch of the imagination. We do have the team in Mariupol, where the situation seems to be the most dire. But also, things are very different in different parts of the country. For instance, we did manage to get some humanitarian and medical supplies to Kiev over the weekend. The way that worked is that we got them there by train. Then the Ministry of Health actually took them out of the train and their employees distributed them to the hospitals in Kiev that desperately needed them. So even in that, you can see that the dynamic is very different from Mariupol, because at least something get in. And as you said in the beginning, I am in Lviv, in the western part of the country. And I must say that here the situation is actually quite peaceful so far, luckily. So it's not like because it's a one country, because it's Ukraine, everywhere things are the same. It really very much depends on the region and the city.
And you mentioned the hospitals in Kyiv. We were speaking actually to a doctor, an obstetrician and gynecologist from one of the hospitals in Kyiv earlier, and he was outlining the really distressing situation where they have to keep moving very vulnerable patients, premature babies in some instances, to the basement and hand ventilate them because of the air raids. How are the hospitals coping there generally?
It's difficult for us to say because, as I said, we are trying to get, and we have gotten some supplies to them, but we don't actually have active medical operations in the hospitals ourselves as MSF. So it is very difficult for me to comment on what kind of patients they are receiving, what is their status, how does it actually look like in the hospitals. Right now, our support is a material one.
Okay. Just finally then, Tomas, can we talk about the refugees and the crisis of people rushing for safety over the borders? Do you have any role to play with those people who are fleeing the country and trying to help them?
We are very much trying to. We are scaling up our operations in all the bordering countries, namely in Slovakia, Poland, Romania, Moldova, Belarus, and Russia, if the help is needed there as well. We are right now trying to focus on an aspect of care that is very much needed in conflict zones and in refugee crisis, but that is also very often neglected, and that is psychological care.
Actually, the line is just dropping there, but I think we got all the information we were hoping to get, and thank you very much for joining us. That's Tomas Bendel, who is Emergency Communications Coordinator with the MSF.